This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Happy Monday morning to you. Boy, was it busy at the stores yesterday morning before the Bills game.
What kind of parties were people throwing? Was it because we don't normally play that early in the day, like the last several games have been late? I don't know. I went after the game, and everything in my stinking store was gone. I'm talking, it was like some guy turned to the employee, he goes, is there a hurricane coming? Like, kind of joking, like, where's all the stuff?
Yeah.
And she, the employee, said, I know, we got bombarded before the game, and everything sold. And I'm like, what kind of parties that you need, well, I guess toilet paper, but the milk is gone, the toilet paper's gone, like everything was gone. So it left me, and Steve was like, well, maybe we should just come back tomorrow after they stock the shelves and stuff. I go, well, I got to make something tonight. And he was like, all right, well, we got to look around. We got to figure it out. So I found ham.
Like cut up, or like, you had to cook the ham?
No, it was a pre-cooked ham.
Okay.
All right. I was like, okay, here's some ham. That's all they got, because any piece of chicken was gone. Every ham, like nothing was left. So I got the ham. I'm walking around. I was like, okay, well.
Did you get some green rice. Eggs? Green eggs go with that ham?
God, no, I got some rice.
And then did you get that? Come on.
I got it.
Green eggs and ham.
Thanks, Dr. Seuss.
She's over there being serious about rice and making a meal.
And frozen asparagus. And my kids were like, what? It's like, look. This is what I found. I am not creative when it comes to looking at, like, I, you know what I mean? Like, I can't look at bits and pieces and go, okay, I'm going to put this and this together and make this soup or whatever.
But there's nothing wrong with what you said.
Yeah,
ham,
okay.
Brown rice, you said? Or just rice?
Just rice.
Okay, and asparagus. That's a complete meal.
Yeah,
hello.
It was kind of gross.
Did you feel like you were tapping into like your hunter-gatherer? Like you were gathering in the grocery store?
Yes.
Like providing for my family?
No,
it's like, what can I piece together?
Yeah.
You know what I just figured out for your family?
Mm.
Because they're not big on mama's cooking. They're
yeah,
really not.
I know.
But, you know, Morgan is away now. She's in Boston College.
Yeah.
So you got Ava, you got Liam, and Steve, right? So that's four.
Right.
Family four.
Yeah.
Y'all go into a store. Everybody picks one thing. Whatever you pick, it's meshed together. You got to eat everybody else's. That's what I'm saying. That could be a new creativeness there.
Oh, good.
In the cooking world. Because then they're picking what they have to eat. See what I'm saying?
Well, I would have to. Otherwise, it'd just be Cheetos.
Well,
it'd be like everybody would have Cheetos.
Okay.
I'm like, we can't have Cheetos for dinner.
Okay. So there's a disclaimer. You cannot pick the same item in the week. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just got to be
interesting.
So one person's got a protein, one person's got a carb, one person's got a vegetable.
I'm going to try that, and we'll see what the Sharp family dinner looks like.
Well,
I like that idea.
I'm just saying, trying different things. And I'm glad you brought up the Cheetos, because you know they'd be going to the junk
stuff.
That's all
it would be.
You only get one junk a week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you want to blow that on a Monday meal, okay. But then Tuesday through Sunday, you can't do it again.
It'd be like I served Swiss cake rolls, Cheetos.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what my whole meal would be.
It would be a carb fest, and you would love that, actually.
It would be really good.
Pick and Patch. Up in Stanley, we got a $100 gift card for you to win coming up here in just about an hour with the world's easiest contest. And we're having some fun. Hope was saying on Friday, man, I know a lot of teachers. They're the biggest partiers. They let down their hair. So we put it to the test. We put on Facebook, which profession lets down their hair the most? Firefighters for me. Firefighters I've met, they go the distance. They're right. Always ready to party. Especially the volunteer firefighters are like, hey, we do a lot of volunteering. The brave men and women out there, we like to let down our hair.
Someone had said tow truck drivers. A couple people said that. I was like, what an oddly specific thing.
I've partied.
I did
with,
too.
Chad and them over at Grappa. Yeah, right. They're tow truck drivers. Absolutely.
A lot of people saying nurses.
Oh, okay.
When I was a tour guide, the rowdiest group I had was operating room nurses and like surgical technicians. Yeah.
Oh, because you have to be so serious and on it all the time. I'm surprised they're not just so exhausted, though, because they put in so much time. But yeah, you got to make time to cut loose.
Another one says roofers. Profession that parties.
All right.
I have had a good time with the owner of the roofing company. He knew how to party, but actual roofers, I haven't partied with yet, but I'll seek them out to see what kind of a good time they throw there.
Retail. Somebody says, have you ever worked in retail during November to January? Pity the bars and clubs after retail closes.
A lot of pent up, let's go partying.
Ready to happen. Oh my God, these Christmas sales are killing me. Let's go have a few.
Let us know if we've missed any professions that really know how to throw the wildest party. Let their hair down, have a good time. 585-252-WBEE. We are talking about professions that let their hair down. Radio personalities, we could hang with most. We can. We like to have fun. But what about other professions? We just mentioned tow truck drivers that caught you off guard, but we have party with them at Grappa Italian Nouveau. We really have. And then on a donut slide text line, I worked as a dispatcher for AAA, giving drivers directions to this bar. Take a right, go left. There it is, the bar to throw down and have fun, not necessarily pick up a vehicle.
Right.
So there you go. They do have fun.
This texter says, as a teacher, I can say that even when I do let my hair down, I have to be guarded. Because everything we do somehow gets seen by a parent and somehow inevitably gets brought up to the principal. And even though it's perfectly legal, I was in an elevator with two teachers at a fundraiser and they were talking to each other about how they could have one drink because they had former students there. And they were making plans for where to go after, where there may not be former students. So, that's got to be there everywhere, right?
You know, it brings up. Very obvious. You don't, want to get in trouble with the parents and all that stuff and administration. Speakeasy. Are there teacher speakeasies out there?
That's a good idea.
A little underground or maybe in someone's basement so no one can see that they're having fun.
Now,
just letting down the hair.
The most awkward part for me, there was an encounter once I had on a Saturday night with, I just ran into the lady who gave me my mammogram. And she was three sheets. And I was like, maybe she won't recognize me. Of course she I just saw her the day before from my mammogram. And I was like, how are you? And she's like, oh my gosh, see, this is the problem when I go out. I go, good for you. I just, I guess maybe you didn't recognize me with my shirt on. I don't know. So I started making jokes about
it. So you're saying there was no eye contact? She was talking to another part of your body? My goodness. Please drink responsibly, but we know some professions, they let looser more than others. If we missed any, let us know. 585-252-WBEE. It's always party responsibly, never drink and drive, but we got on the subject of which professions let down the hair and have fun and party real good. I mean, we might have to start Bar Olympics and it's divided up instead of countries, professions. One that has come up on our Facebook, hairdressers know how to literally let down their hair. And I know from partying with hairdressers, the best gossipers. They know everything.
Oh, yeah.
They know everything.
Oh, yeah.
They got a story or two to pass along.
Yeah, that has to... Oh, I never thought about that.
No,
and
no.
People tell them their lies.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. This one says, hey, this texter, people in finance would really surprise you. Us nerds know how to have a good time.
Hey, and there's nothing wrong with falling in love with a nerd. They know how to handle money.
That's
and
right.
Now we know they have a good time, too. Now we know.
This texter said, forklift operators were always up for a good time. We'll definitely lift your spirits and always be down for fun.
Yes, I like that.
Did you write that?
That me is and this such... person are besties. Yes. We are one and the same.
I can see that. She's now printing up her shirt. Are you available and a forklifter, right? Oh my goodness, that's funny. That was good. Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.